December 16, 2022 is the Watt for Pedro show.
Related to questions is your classical music. Classical music. And just to the little bit general word in the classic, what do you say, what do you have such a comment about the classical music?
Classical music.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, I may be wrong on this. The term classical music, in my opinion, means to me, I think this, it means the music of a country that is played on the by the composers and the musicians of the country, more or less, than the, as opposed to the music that the people dance or sing by, the popular music. And I don't know, what do you think about it? Do you agree with that?
Well, that's, I know, but...
So, in other words, I mean, there are classical musics all over the world, different types of classical music. And I don't know if I'm correct on this, but that's the way I feel about it. And as far as the types of music if you would ask me what we are playing, and to go beyond what I've said already, I feel it is the music of just an individual contributor. And if you wanted to name it anything, you could name it a classical music.
And related question about the classical music. Have you ever studied classical music?
Nothing but the type that I'm trying to play.
I see.
Thank you.
Pedro Show. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. You can tell that I'm not man alone. It's very happy early on Friday Mike. Morning. Not yet, Brother June. I still have 4 days. But because of those Skype engineers in Estonia, I got Brother June Azawa with me from Tokyo. Welcome aboard, Brother June, once again. You have a new, well, let's tell people what they heard. First, we heard John Coltrane talking to Kazuaki Sugimoto at the Tokyo Prince Hotel on July 9th, 1966, about his idea of what classical music means to him. And then we had a new bass for an unknown friend from June Azawa. Brother June, you have a new music kind of journey? This June Azawa, both your names as one name?
Oh, yeah, June Azawa, just one name.
Okay, tell me about this new adventure.
The first time, my band, Light,
yes,
and can't go to the overseas on tour.
Can't tour overseas?
Yes, no.
Because they have families.
Oh, no, and Corona.
Oh, COVID. Because of the situation with COVID-19.
Yes. That's why we couldn't go to the overseas on tour. We have to play in Japan only.
Right.
But every time we will try to play in the overseas.
Yeah.
And hang on, gone.
I hear keyboard, so you're looking for help with English, though, right?
Yes, yes. Now the translate.
It's okay. No problem. No.
We have a few of friends in Japan.
Okay.
Because of the overseas. It becomes the making the overseas friend, but, we don't make a friend in Japan.
Ah, so you have more connections overseas than you do at home.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And, we didn't make the connection in Japan. And maybe next year, we are 20s.
That's right.
Yeah.
Light has been together 20 years.
Yes. And very difficult to the.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Difficult to make a new friend.
Yeah, right. Of course. And we should tell the listeners, too. Touring in Japan is kind of difficult.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why it's the first time, it's very easy for just me.
Sure.
Only one. And
one person.
Plus, it's
more difficult.
No. And maybe four members.
Yes.
And travel is expensive.
Ah,
travel,
yes.
Expenses are high.
Expenses, of course, yes. Logistics, yes. Gas, vehicle, conch pads.
Yeah, conch pad. And eat and...
Right, chow.
Mm.
Yeah, understood. So man alone, actually more simple, more econo.
Yeah. And I remember to the you.
Yeah.
Came to the Japan.
Yes.
Just a solo.
Right, 2008.
Yes.
Brother sister daughter tour.
Yeah. I watch and you just almost a train.
The train.
Yeah. No?
Yeah. Sure.
Did you come to train? No?
Yeah. Like from Narita?
No.
Oh, you mean the whole tour?
Training. Train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trained. Well, I learned to tour in the United States, and we had to learn how to tour Econo in the old Minutemen days, of course. Actually, we had great tour. Third opera, Missing Man, Light, 22 gigs in Japan, 22 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think October 2010.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it, and I did it all.
You never saw that
by yourself.
Yeah, you never saw that way of touring before. Okay, that was new for you. Yeah. I had already been doing it for many years. 30 years. Yeah. But you guys did very well, I thought.
Yeah. I want to the same. I won't do same thing in Japan, and I will try to play in just bass and sound and not station, just make a new song and write covers, remix, play.
You're talking about this Junazawa project.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to do that. Your same thing in Japan.
Ah, okay. Interesting. Mm. Oh, like Mike Watt in The Missing Men.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Just a brother, sister, daughter.
Oh, like that. Like that project.
First time.
Yes.
You come
with, I think, Sam Bennett.
Yeah. And, but you play almost as a solo, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
And other the Japanese musician.
Right. Yeah, well, fishing. I remember some, I had some collaboration with Jim O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Drummer lady, Yuko Araki.
Yes.
Guitar man, Mr. Shimmy.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. So you're talking about you want to do individual collaborations.
Yes.
Ah, with just you, okay. In fact, you gave me some music, we'll play next hour, but you gave me some with this guy, Wozniak?
Yeah,
we'll talk about it later. Tell me about this song that we played at the beginning of the show, A New Bass for an Unknown Friend.
Yeah.
Tell me how you composed that.
Almost at my house.
Yeah. So at your pad, you have a little studio?
Yeah, I make the every time in my house and the laptop music, but...
And of course, bass guitar.
Yeah, just bass guitar only, and piano.
And maybe drum machine.
Yeah, drum machine too.
Okay. You gave me this other tune called Last. I want to play that right now.
Walk, Just tell us what you saw.
Sure. There were three of them. One of them was really big. I mean, really big. And two of them, the really big one and a normal-sized one, looked fish-like, like they lived in the water. And the third one was regular-sized. Looked like a human being, but he had a helmet on, a strange helmet. I couldn't see his face. And the big one says to me, "We're here to take over your puny planet." And I says, "Well, how are you going to do that?" And right before he's about to explain, the darn chicken get loose from the chicken coop, and they come running out after these guys and scares the heck out of them. They take off running back into the woods, getting some kind of a spaceship saucer kind of thing, and off they go. Funniest thing I ever did see.
I'm gonna go get some more. it's a poisoned wheel. A howl to a growl to a wistful mutter, everybody slips in a tub of butter. I live inside a cat food can. The fly with me says, ain't life grand? It's a poisoned wheel. It's a poisoned wheel. Crushed under a heel, and then a poisoned wheel. A poisoned wheel. A link and a promise, and a sad little wink. It's always sooner than everyone thinks. A glare and a stare at a dusty floor. It's always less than a little more. It's a poisoned wheel. It's a poisoned wheel. Crushed under a heel. And then a poisoned wheel. A poisoned wheel. A cynical shrug. Look for a drink. The rivers turn the color pink. The city fries a cranked up oven. Live your life without enough loving. It's a poisoned wheel. It's a poisoned wheel. Crushed under a heel. And then a poisoned wheel. The whole world.
Vorspiel.
There were two stories on the same road, one fast, one much slower, the slower being more likely by the laws of destiny to smash into the tail end of the faster. This defied the laws of physics, but not the laws of chance. Little Red Riding Hood was victim to the laws of physics, but she was saved by the laws of improbability, as were Job and Jonah. In a Velikovskian world, Newton may need to make a daily trip to the 7-Eleven to check the results of championship wrestling. And no matter what those results were, the square was a circle, the circle was a square, the referees and umpires the only carpenters with tools capable of measuring the action. Even instant replay would be disallowed as a means of decisive validation. Oh, inadmissible evidence. By June of a train-specific year, some damned angel would blow a damned horn in the middle of traffic and sometimes flag a ride in a perfect imitation of Robert Johnson. Instant replay would only satisfy those who didn't grasp the inadequacy of the chariot race that slowed an already slow life down to a reluctant juror's crawl. Remote control would fill in the blanks if there were no more bullets to occupy the specific gun. And where science had sinned, it was just a judge's decision so the court could be adjourned to get on to other matters. He was being paid by the concerns who supplied the bread and wine, and in the latter days, the beer, chips, and soft drinks. The physicists were damned but not convicted too harshly, since they knew the formulas that held up under the scrutiny of belief. It's simply that they found the ideas that just weren't planned. Though holy moments expanded to hours, years, immeasurable millennia, they were shattered by light that struck them, and of course someone kissed in a night made unholy, and the world stopped like a contradiction only love would know. Inertia then became power, kindness begat force, and the question begged after the energy source. But the sky crawls on to its next disappointment. So is the sun, the moon, they eclipse to crawl along an eternal ellipse where nothing is holy, nothing ever the same, and as worlds collide, oh, let's play a game. Who can hit softest? Hurt me again. I think it's a draw, but it feels like I win. Yet hearts still beat to a cloud silent dance, and pain moves on as though in a trance, inert with knowledge, a world grown scared to admit that love equals MC squared. We came, we sinned. We saw the eclipse in our holy moment, in our holy ellipse, caught and suspended between very real fire and very solid ice, caught and suspended.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with Jun Ozawa doing Last. Then we had Sam Locke Ward out of Iowa City, doing his version of a Minutemen song called Contain. George Hurley wrote the words, wrote the music. Then we got four tunes from Jerry King's got stuff to do with all four of these. Moon X with Interview with the Who Man. Cloud Over Jupiter with Michelle King, with Kalisto, Jerry King and Brett Harold Hart, in Gornland. And finally, A Poison Wheel, Jerry Shirley and Jerry King. Takes a couple months, he's going to be on the show. Felder Melder, brand new from this film soundtrack, perhaps significant. Muskegee Mudsuck out of Anchorage, Alaska, with brand new album, Titta Fasai. Fasai, might be Gaelic, huh? Spot, my old buddy. This is T-Days. Up in Sheboygan to a Vorspiel. Some spiel from Spotsky. Love the man. Andy Livingston. The sixth and final tune from his Blight Eyes project. This is half from Old Omen, Baltimore. Mike Molnar, Maxine and her vaccine. Here's a guy, Gene Guy, who moved from Portland, Oregon, I think. And he's in Fukuoka. Kyoto now. Kishu, sorry. Lum and the Texas Homewreckers, Beer Goggle Rodeo. Rob Dobbins Beck, Eye Catch, and finally, Jun Ozawa, Blink. So tell me about these songs, Last and Blink. What can you tell me about these songs?
Blink. Very difficult for English.
No, but I tell you, Blink reminds me of your new kind of logo. You have one eye closed. It looks like you're blinking.
Do you know animation? I don't know the English name. Hang on a second.
Some kind of anime character?
Do you know Ghost in the Shell?
No, I don't. But it's an anime character, huh? Okay.
No, this is the animation's title.
Oh, it's name of the title. Okay.
Yeah, movie's title. Yeah, and this movie is hacking one climber is hacker.
Like climb Yamas, mountains, hiker?
No, climber.
Yeah, climber, some guy who climbs mountains.
Mate. Okay. Criminal.
Oh, crime, criminal. I understand. Yeah. Dobro, thief.
Yeah, hacking.
Domoro. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a Japanese word for a thief.
Kind of like thief.
Domoro. Something like that. Okay. And so this character here is a criminal. Okay.
Yes. This animation, hacking to the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. And I want to write the new age in this hacking style.
Okay. Now, when you compose, what comes first?
What comes first?
Do the drum machine, or does the bass, or do the synthesizers? What comes first? For example, like this song, Blink.
Hang on a second.
No problem.
Originally,
yes,
a light song.
Ah, okay. Started off as a light song.
Yeah, but now is the remaking and the new style and just the bass and the electronic style.
Okay.
Remaking.
So, is the bass the first instrument, and then you put other stuff around when you record it?
Yeah, and the recording is live.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Okay. And my solo life,
yes,
in recording to the bass, yes, and bring to the sound and remake and edit, re-edit.
Yes.
In makes to the three bass. And
so so you're playing with yourself, yeah.
Yes, everything.
three basses. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So in a way, yeah, kind of backing tracks for the gigs, for the gigs.
Yes.
Yeah. What about this song Last? How did it start off?
The song called Last?
See, yeah, that was the first song I played, was Last.
Oh, okay. Last is originally made in light, but
this started off as a light
up,
song.
Give up. Give up. And almost afraid, that was originally made in light, but gave up.
Right, right.
And, you're saying that you rearrange and don't need don't need to the guitar.
You don't need guitar. Like if the bass part was good enough.
Yeah, and remaking, I think, and
repurpose.
Just make to the live song. I just make live song, but I gave up. But yeah, in a new arrange and in a many sound.
Yeah.
Inside.
Okay.
And the voice too.
Yes.
And I could finish the remaking and just a remix sound.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't make to the band sound.
Well, sometimes that's the way it goes. But
yeah,
you're saying both these songs, like you showed them to the light guys, and then no. I'm gonna
just me.
Oh, just you. Okay, so they never really heard these things, and then you repurpose them for Junozawa project. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so both of them started out as bass, composed on the bass.
Think the last thing is bass, just bass.
Just the bass. And what about Blink?
Blink is in Eric's sound is a first time making.
Yeah.
And after the try to play the bass.
Yeah.
Mm.
What about effects on bass?
No effect, I think.
Ah, straight bass. Okay.
Yeah, just a three bass.
Yeah, three different parts. But then when you mix, mix, do you bring in effects on bass when you mix?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And about how long you think it took? Were these slow going or was it quick?
I think it was 3 months.
3 months, okay. But you had time because of the situation.
Yeah, not quick, but and just one phrase is very old, maybe.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago. But I keep to the phrase, but make to the new style.
Sure.
And remake many times remaking.
Sure. Or repurpose. Yeah. It makes sense. So you make little phrases, little riffs, collection of these parts, and then later on you can put them to work to make songs, compositions.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
interesting process. I like very much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very much, very much. I think what you're doing is very brave and very adventurous, and also very interesting and passionate.
Oh.
Yeah, like very much. Look, we're at the end of the first hour of the December 16, 2022 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show with a special guest, Junazawa. Hold tight for hour two. December 16, 2022, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Disasters you can't see. by dreaming. If you come to me, you see that I am everything you see. It's me perceiving me. As I look out at you, it's me you see. Experiencing me, there is a part of me that don't. Like a buttercup, I'm plucked up and picked apart. Pinched. Each petal falls from fingers, bound to have not one thing left to gain. It's hardly the same as when you run away and find yourself in the same place where you want to get away. Only a game. There is a part of me that don't believe these things. There is a part of me that don't believe these things. There is a part of me that don't believe. There is a part of me that don't. Thank you.
for Pedro show start off the second hour with another hymn by Junozawa featuring Jag. Then Almighty Op with There Is a Part of Me. After that, brand new Shiverboard. This is from a gig back in September, Secret of the Ooze, live at the House of Yarga in Philly. It is Bassoon, the extended version, from If Bawana, Brother Al Margolis, Chester, New York. And then finally, another Junozawa collaboration, this time with Wozniak and Fubuku. Brother June, tell me about this collaboration with Jag for another hymn.
Jag, it is and me and Ali from 80 Kids. 80 Kids is an electronic group in Japan. Yeah.
What town? And, Tokyo?
Ah, Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah, and I and him and talk to the on the game.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, in Japanese, maybe 2020.
Okay, 2020.
Yeah, COVID.
Yes,
almost stop, and we have to stay in the house.
Stay home.
Yeah, home, and
isolate.
Every time, I play the game, and I talk to the friends inside the game.
Okay. So you met Jag through a game, an online game.
Online game, yes.
Okay, that's an unusual place to find another musician, but hey, what happened? You say to him, hey, you want to play on one of my songs?
Yeah, yes.
And what does he do?
Yeah, he won't play he won't play with me.
Okay.
And make a music.
Okay. Who went first? Did you bring him the music and then he played, or did he bring the music and then you played?
I bring.
Okay, you bring yeah. First. And what stuff does he play?
Almost I make the sound and he's almost engineering and the lyrics.
Ah, lyrics and engineering. Okay.
Yes, and make the project name called Jag, and Jag and released the one song called Wax.
Okay, and what's his name?
Ali.
Ali. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jag makes the one song called Wax is maybe 2021 release. Uh-huh. One song.
Okay. So this was the second song?
I just remaking to the Wax.
Yeah.
And become change.
Sure.
The new song called Another Hymn.
Another Hymn, yeah. Okay, so this is the second song that you've collaborated with him.
Yes, collaboration music, but in a new remaking and my song.
Yeah, yeah. Now, now tell me about this collaboration with Wozniak for Fubuku.
Yeah, it's the first time. First time releasing my solo and solos.
Well, how did it start? How did you meet this Wozniak?
I make it to the one song in ex-Fubuku phrase.
Uh-huh.
And I want to release.
Yes.
And I and Wozniak and will play to the show in Tokyo.
Ah, duet. Two piece.
Yeah, duet. Yeah. I and Wozniak want to collaboration to the before the show.
Yeah.
And want to release to the one song.
Yeah.
And I try to make sound the ex Fubuk phrase.
Yeah.
And he make into the synthesizer.
Ah, he's synthesizer player.
Yes.
Okay. Well, actually, online.
Online.
You trade files.
Yes.
Trade files online. Yeah. I would like to
kind
do
of,
that with you. I have an idea later about me and you trading files. Maybe we do two basses. But you also gave me another song you did with him called Automata. Yeah. I'm going to play that. Automata.
Yes.
We'll be right back. comb with the gray hair and wisdom that we lost. Aging brings the transformation of one's mouth into a morphous. Aging brings the transformation of one's mouth into an orifice resembling one's asshole. Along with the gray hair and the wisdom that accompany memory loss, aging brings the transformation of one's mouth into an orifice resembling one's asshole.
For Pedro Show, started that chunk of music off with Junazawa and Wozniak doing Automata, and then after that, Noisuka with Buttface, Larry Boast following, I Feel Creeper, Ray Shin after that, I Want to Be Ignored, and finally, Fake Creators with Eyes Wide Shut. So tell me about Automata, this other song with Wozniak.
Yeah, Automata is a... I and Wozniak make the finished Fubuku, and we finished the on show, but I and Wozniak want to make a music in one more song, one more play. It's a really good collaboration.
Okay.
And Fubuku is I'm making.
Yeah.
But I want to more Wozniak sound.
Ah, so you want to, with Automata, you include more Wozniak.
Yeah. Just I send the file in just the bass.
Sure.
Yeah, and not drum machine, and not almost sound in don't want. In my face.
Not too full.
Wozniak won't. Please change. Yeah.
Sure. Like respond to your bass line and maybe make it more simple for him so easier to find the direction.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about this other proj, Fake Creators.
Yeah, Fake Creators is. Light played in an online show.
Light did an online show, streaming gig.
Yeah, streaming gig in each my home.
Yep.
And tried the online session.
Okay.
In Dead Mouse in collaboration.
Okay.
And they play the one song.
Okay.
And Diddy Mouse, you know, wants to make a music
collaboration
with us. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah. And he is a composer.
Yes.
And he makes the, but he's an electronic music artist.
Electronic music artist.
Yeah. Not okay. Band.
Not a band. One man band.
Yeah, one man band.
Okay. But no, you can do. You can do because the machines help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he can and everything make a compose.
Yes.
But he want the band. He want the band sound. He want make the band sound. Okay. Band sound.
Band sound.
Yeah.
And so you're saying Fake Creators is kind of his idea?
Yeah, almost his idea.
Okay. Where he brings in a real band sound for his electronic music.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ah, okay, Wakimas. Very interesting. So this song here, Eyes Wide Not Shut, kind of like a Stanley Kubrick movie, right? Eyes Wide Open.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me how you guys composed that. How did it come together?
Oh.
Was it trading files like with Wozniak?
Yeah, kind of like what? Yeah, same thing, but in a different thing is he's almost making just a bass guitar, drums, and everything in sends a file, and I try to change my bass,
right,
and send a file, Wozniak and me is almost to the me and Wozniak's good collaboration. In Fake Creators is Diddy Mouse, the brain.
Right.
And with Wozniak, bass,
With Wozniak, more 50-50. With Fake Creators, you're a smaller role, smaller part.
Yeah.
I understand. Makes sense. Look, every music thing should be different, have its own life, its own reality. Yeah. Look, we're at the end of the second hour of December 16, 2022 edition of Wat Pedro Show, special guest, Jun Ozawa. Hold tight for hour three. December 16, 2022. It's the third hour of the Wat Pedro Show.
say, hata, iji do dan ta da de on da da da. Yo da 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 de on da da.
Watch for Pedro's show. Start off the third hour with some more fake creators. This is called Fake Dub Melodies. And we heard before, kind of Diddy Mouse is kind of the brain, kind of boss. And
yes.
But he sent you a bass part, and then you replaced his bass part with your own bass part?
This mix.
Yeah.
This song is a mix. Yeah. And but Diddy Mouse's bass is very interesting for me.
Ah, what makes it interesting?
Yeah. Not my time.
Yeah, not your time, not your style.
Yeah, different style.
But then that's
very
kinda
interesting
good.
For me, and I try to.
Cause different perspective.
He's
probably not first a bass player, so maybe more simple player?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Quite a musician. Let me tell you some other music we played from Hokkaido. You know this band called The Hatch?
Yeah.
Okay, I played Just Charming Us. They just put out a new album. I think they're going to move to Tokyo.
Yeah, they are really great. I like them.
I played a lot on the show. Nez, Brother Nez from Ireland, who lives up in Sapporo, he turned me on to The Hatch. And then I got this record when we last played together. It was November 11th, 2011. And somebody gave me a record from a band called Orc. I think they might have been Sheba City or something. Or maybe somewhere near... Maybe Yokohama, yeah, somewhere close to Tokyo. They were called Orc and Far Away Sunday. And then this French band, Etage 34, like 34th floor in English school. And Tenko, a singer from Tokyo, actually guitar player too. And they did this song Day. And then we had Death Tape Super Bass. The Sledgehammer Brew Pot, that's the U.S. here. And then Light. This is the Junizawa mix of Clockwork. So what'd you do? You took a Light song and remixed it?
Yes.
No, very interesting. So not only making new collaborations and new projects, you're learning how to mix.
Yeah, and remix myself.
But learning by doing, I think, is a good idea.
I make the Clockwork in Light.
Yeah.
And Hold on a second.
No problem.
I wanted a mechanical performance.
Yes.
In light members.
Okay.
In like the original clockwork.
Right. And original members, Nobuyuki Kozo Akinori.
Yes. Mm. But I wanted to create an organic performance with a machine.
Okay.
And a clockwork remix.
With a clockwork remix, okay. And you did it right there in your pad? No, I understand very clearly. It makes sense. Sometimes a remix can completely change a tune. Yeah. In a way, mixing is like being part of the band, you know?
Yeah.
Very, very interesting way of approaching music. You gave me another. Now you gave me a. I think these are the original mixes. Infinite Mirror from Light. We're going to listen to that right now. People, this is the band Brother June comes from.
We'll be right back.
from Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Started that chunk off with Light doing Infinite Mirror. Then from East Bay City, Oaktown, Rubber O' Cement, Bruno Sound Effects Crew, Music for Music Critics. Been waiting for that one, right? David Gerard up from his new album, The Durin Odyssey, Head Boggle, some more East Bay, Slow Drag, and finally, Light with Double. What are the next Light plans?
Next Light?
Yeah, what are your next plans for Light?
Next year, the 20th.
Right, 20th anniversary.
Anniversary, yeah, and we want to play the overseas.
Tour.
Tour, and now, we make a new album.
New album.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you written all the songs, or are you writing songs for it now?
Yes, now.
Okay.
I am Nobuyuki.
Sure.
And makes the sound in each.
Like kind of demos?
Yeah, kind of like demo.
See. Hi. And then you show it to Kozo and Akinori.
Too, yeah.
Okay. So sometime next year you're going to record a new album and then try to do touring. What about Junazawa Project?
I started the light and doing the solo sound.
Yes.
And but next year is a light. I want to make music in light.
Okay. So it's light.
Yeah, just now. One time stopping, maybe.
No, you take time off Junazawa Project so you can dedicate all your focus to light.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Life, what I found, Brother June, life is about taking turns. So, yeah, now you join back with your light brothers, then you, when time off there, you will go back to Junazawa Project. And more collaboration with Wozniak, more collaboration with Jag.
Yep.
And, also, Fake Creators?
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting. Do you have a Junazawa website yet?
No.
Okay.
Just Twitter and Instagram.
Corporate. Corporate websites. Okay.
Corporate websites.
But one day, a Junazawa.com. Maybe. One day. Or .co.jp. One day. Because it's like having your own fanzine, right? So, of course, I'm very interested in what you do with your music, either with light or solo. So, you have a big fan here in San Pedro, California.
Mm.
And very curious, very interested in what you do. So, please bring, I can't wait to hear the new album from Light, though. 20th anniversary. And I have to tell people, I first play with the Light Brothers 2008. So we're coming on 15 years come this February that I've known this fellow bass player, Junazawa, incredible man. When I came there, I spent time conking at each guy's pad. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience for me in those gigs. And then I came back with my missing men, and we got to do the third opera. And many times I brought Light over for a week and a half, 2 weeks of gigs in the U.S. So, long time relationship that very beautiful for me. I can't thank you enough, Brother June.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, playing this long, do you have any advice you could give to other musicians just getting started with music?
Nothing, I'm a teacher in Japan, but
you're teaching music right now, right?
Yeah, music school. And
is it difficult?
Promotions based teacher.
Is it? Do you find it difficult or easy?
I don't know.
Depends on the student. I bet you you're a very good teacher. I think with the teaching, you have to learn gaman, right? Patience.
Yeah.
A lot of gaman. Well,
my teacher is you.
And you're my teacher also. We take turns. Anyways, when we get new music, the new Light album I look forward to, and also the new solo project stuff. So keep on keeping on, Brother June. Beautiful having you on the show. Thank you so much. Arigato.
Thanks so much. Arigato.
Okay. People, it's been December 16, 2022, the edition of Walk for Pedro. So keep your powder dry.